Seán Henry, Tordis Strand caught some ultimately disappointment here in Duggan Park, but proud of your display, I'm sure.
Yeah, Lucas, we got to an All-Ireland final at the end of the day. I really actually thought, though, coming down here, everything was going our way and we were going to do it. But we came up against a really strong Cork team, in fairness. They were very, very good. They didn't really miss anything. Yeah. You know, I think everyone put in everything they could out there. Some things just didn't go our way. And at the end of the day, I think we were beaten by a little bit of a better team. But we can hold our heads up high, and we got there and we tried our best, and that's all we could do.
Katie Walsh got one of the best goals I think we've ever seen in that first half to put you a point up. Every time you seem to get a little bit of momentum, Glanmire just hit back straight away.
Yeah, they did. Like, even in the second half there, and we were fighting back, I think it was Molly Kennedy came on and got a goal. Like, straight away, they just came up and got two more points, and I think they got a goal then straight after that again as well. But Katie was phenomenal today, as she always is. I think she nearly scored everything for us. But no, look, we tried our best, and that's all we could do out there today.
A lot of the talk coming into the game was about the strength of Cork ladies football, and we looked at some of the results from Glanmire in the lead up, pretty heavy defeats they dished out, but today you were there every step of the way with them.
Yeah, like, we kind of knew coming in that, you know, you're playing a Cork team, it's always going to be tough. We didn't really know a whole pile about them. Like, I suppose we've had a good run ourselves, and we kind of, every team we've come up against, we've went out there and, like, always controlled the game. But from the start there, I think they were always in control. And you could even see that in the games yesterday, the intermediate and senior, the teams that won were in control from the start. And it kind of just seemed to always be going their way. But we kept fighting and kept fighting. I nearly thought we could have inched it back there in the second half. But yeah, no, they were very strong, and fair play to them. Like, they put the hard work in as well. So
there was a couple of goal opportunities maybe that just didn't that weren't converted from a Tour de Strand point of view, maybe at key stages. Had they gone in, the result might have been different.
Yeah, I think so. Like, and you know, we've worked on that so much over the year, and especially the last 3 weeks, we knew if we didn't take our goal chances that there was a strong chance we wouldn't come out of here today, and unfortunately we just didn't. And their goalkeeper pulled off some really good saves there as well. But you know, What can we do? Like, you know, the goal chance, we actually had the chances, which is the weird thing about it. I don't think we played as good as we could, but we actually still had the chances. But at the end of the day, sometimes you need the luck as well, and that we didn't have that with us, unfortunately. But you know, we couldn't do anything more than what we did. Even our pass and everything just wasn't on the money. But look, we got beaten by a better team, and that's all we can say about it, really.
But when you look back on 2018, Seana, we're 2 weeks before Christmas and you're still putting on that green and gold jersey. It's been some year for you.
Yeah, it's such an amazing year. And I know it's hard to even think about it now, right now, about all the good that happened during the year. You know, we really, really wanted to win today. But I think someone even said it to me there at the start of the year, you would have taken a Connacht title. And that's true. Like, we would have taken a county and a Connacht title. And that's something we never thought we'd have. And unfortunately, we're not going back with the All-Ireland Cup. But look, we were there. And you never know what can happen in the future. So we'll keep at it anyways.
And something to build on now for next year as well.
Exactly, yeah. And I think everyone enjoyed this year so much that they just want to keep playing football. And I know some of the younger girls were hoping that we wouldn't even stop training. We'll have something to build on. And we'll keep going. And we're up in senior now next year in Sligo, and that's something else for us to work on and focus on. So you never know what can happen then.